I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is delightful outside. If you have not been outside, man, you could be pleasantly surprised. 55 degrees and windy. It's that first cool day of the year that we all wait for, and finally it's here. Tomorrow, highs of 79. Kind of cool tonight. Lows around 59, 60 degrees. Then tomorrow, I got ahead of myself here, 69 for a high today, 73 tomorrow. Tim, it's going to be cool and nice. Let's just leave it at that. Libby Saunier joins us now, Executive Director of Louisiana Policy Institute for Children. Good morning, Libby. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
You know, if I'd had better early childhood education, perhaps I wouldn't have butchered the weather like I just did. What do you think?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Tell me about the importance of early childhood education before we talk about budget cuts, if you would, please.
Sure. So what we know fundamentally is that 90% of brain development happens before the age of five. And so these early years are critically important. What we also know is that creating access to quality early care and education really does help parents be able to stay in the workforce and or go to school.
How has this changed, Libby, in the state of Louisiana through the years, just maybe going back a decade or two? And I ask that because I think there are proven results, are there not?
Absolutely. So what we've seen over the last, decade really is that when we have increased investments in early care and education, our children tend to do better in school, particularly if we look at the longitudinal work by the Council for a Better Louisiana with our LA4, which is our four-year-old program in the state. So for young children that have access to quality early care and education the first 5 years of life, they're more prone to finish high school, read on grade level, participate in the workforce, and have better life outcomes as they age.
So I should say, Dr. Libby Saunier, if everything's working so well, why would we fool with it?
I mean, I don't think we should fool with it. I think that we need increased investment in access to quality early care and education, particularly if you look at our labor participation rate. We know that a major barrier for families is finding affordable, quality early care and education so that they can be in the workforce. And so, we're hopeful that we can continue to make the case for why quality early care and education is important, not just for school readiness, but also for parents to be able to stay in the workforce.
Maybe I phrased that question kind of awkwardly. I guess what I meant to ask is, what is at risk now with the so-called fiscal cliff, budget, maybe tax reform, sales tax dropping off? How concerned are you that something will change?
I think we're fairly concerned that we could see a reduction in the child care assistance program in our state with state dollars. And that would be concerning because that would mean that families wouldn't have access to quality early care and education and they wouldn't be able to go to work. And that's a problem. And we want to make sure that, we can keep families working in Louisiana and make sure that our young children enter into kindergarten ready to learn. Because currently, right now, 70% of kindergartners are entering in kindergarten in Louisiana that they're already behind. And once children start behind, they tend to stay behind. So we want to make sure we're keeping these little people in quality early care and education, and we're keeping families working.
Let me drill down a little bit on the importance of reading at level, I guess, when you get to the third grade. We have a big problem in Louisiana with that, do we not?
We do. I mean, I will say that Superintendent Brumley at the Louisiana Department of Education has really galvanized about the science of reading and making sure that children are able to read on grade level. And part of that process is making sure and ensuring that children have access during those first 5 years of life to quality early care and education.
And as you said earlier, I know you are an educator, that once a child gets in that hole, it's hard to pull out of that, isn't it?
It is. It's once you start behind, you stay behind. And, the schools are not meant to catch children up by two or three grade levels. And so we want to make sure that we're starting young children on the right trajectory. We only have one right way to get it right the first time. And so ensuring that children are entering into kindergarten ready to learn so that they can read on grade level by third grade, do well in middle school, finish high school, go on to post-secondary, and be in the workforce. And then for those parents that are in the workforce now, that they can stay in the workforce because they have access to quality early care and education.
You know, I have a 28-year-old that's a teacher, and I hear stories about third graders that, you know, have a hard time with just the basics of things that a kindergartner should know. And this third grade, and you got to wonder how they got promoted to that level. So how does that happen? How does a child go, and how does a third grade teacher wind up getting a kid that can't read, barely knows numbers, et cetera?
Well, and I think that's, again, like a real focus of the Department of Education here in Louisiana, is focusing on the fundamentals of reading and numeracy. Because at the end of the day, we've got to be in a place that we're not passing kids on, that we're ensuring that our children have the tools that they need to be successful in school and in life. And so that really starts, I would say, prenatally, but particularly in those first 5 years of life, to make sure that we have enough, as many children as we can, have access to quality early care and education. If we look at the rates right now, less than 30% of children that are at risk in our state, birth to three, have access to quality early care and education. We've got to make that number better so that we can make sure that children are entering into kindergarten ready to learn and they're able to read on grade level at third grade.
I want to talk about the economic benefits when we come back. Also, I don't know, you know, you got to hold the teachers accountable, but I don't know what a third grade teacher is supposed to do when they get a kid that's passed on to them that can't read. Because you say once you're behind, you stay behind. It's not the school's job to bring them up. So what happened? And for people, I think, Dr. Sonnier, that are not involved with this or not had somebody that's involved with it, they don't quite understand the extent of the problem. So you got a third grader. A third grade teacher gets a kid that can't read, is numeral, how do you say it, illiterate, doesn't know their numbers? How would you phrase that?
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The numeracy, I think, you know, fundamentally is what schools do is they do catch up children. They focus on intervention to ensure that we're catching these kids up as much as we can. But inevitably, there still are going to be some gaps for children that don't get caught up. And so that's really the focus of making sure that young children have access to quality early care and education in those first 5 years of life, so that when children get into the K-12 system, that those K-12 teachers are able to have the art of teaching and make sure that children are having what they need to be successful in school and in life.
But the fact is, if that third grader can't read, or a couple of third graders can't read, or half the third grade class can't read, or a third, that teacher's going to have to, and the assistants are going to have to devote more time with them, catching them up, which detracts from what
Absolutely.
They can spend to the other kids. So it has an overall effect.
Absolutely, it does. It absolutely does. And I think that, again, you know, the K-12 world is not my bailiwick and where I spend my time, but I really have to give a kudos to our Department of Education on the focus related to literacy and numeracy in the state to ensure that kids that are behind, that we're trying to catch them up the best that we can, and we're doing it based on the science of how young children learn and how they acquire literacy and numeracy skills.
All right, let's talk about the economics of this. We come back. Libby Sonnier, Dr. Libby Sonnier, our guest, Executive Director of Louisiana Policy Institute for Children. I want to talk about like a scale. I don't know if there's a sliding scale or not about what kind of cuts it would have to take to make a big difference, and if there's any synergy involved, the more money you get, the better the results magnified. 722 traffic now, WWL. 727 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. Libby Sonnier, Executive Director of Louisiana Policy Institute for Children, talking about looming, I guess, Doctor, that'd be accurate, looming cuts to early childhood education. Has your organization been brought into this, and are they listening to what you have to say about the importance of getting kids ready from before they get to kindergarten?
I would say they're potential cuts. Nothing is written in stone yet. And so that leaves us in a spot of continuing to make the case for, you know, increased investment or just maintaining investments that we have in the state in quality early care and education. We just did a release last week with a state chamber with Louisiana Association for Business and Industry related to a early childhood commission report being released. And Will Green, you know, from Wabi, is really clear that for many Louisianians, a lack of access to affordable, high quality early care and education is a significant barrier to entering and remaining in the workforce. And so when we know these types of things from our business leaders, it's really hard to stomach that there could be potentially cuts to early care and education because we know that our families need them.
And that's what I wanted to drill down on in a minute that we have remaining. Even if you don't have a kid that's pre-kindergarten education, the availability of that is important to you as a business owner or just as a resident of Louisiana, right?
It absolutely is, and it affects all of us. You know, if our labor participation rates don't increase, we're not going to have Louisianians working, and we know that we need them to, and we know that families fundamentally need to work to take care of their families and to be able to care for their children. And so ensuring that families are able to go to work is increasingly important to our workforce development and our economic development, and we're hearing that from chambers across the state and economic developers across the state. I mean, if you want to get somebody rolling on the importance of access to quality early care and education, Michael Heck can give you a heck of a spiel because he knows that that's how we're going to be able to recruit and retain talent in our state.
Oh, Michael Heck can give you a heck of a spiel on anything. I'm just kidding. Thank you, Dr.
Sonia.
He's
fantastic.
He is. Thank you. I appreciate
your
time. It just seems like of everything that could potentially be cut, this would be the thing on the bottom of the list because it gives you the most bang for your buck. Accurate?
Exactly. For every dollar that we spend on quality early care and education, we can get a 13% return on investment. Why wouldn't we invest in our children and our families?
That's hard to find, a 13% return. Thank you, Dr. Sonia. We'll talk to you again soon. When we come back, we'll talk about why politically charged content gets more engagement on social media. Right now, time for WWL First News.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.